I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1932. That was the day that working people in the United States said goodbye to one of their great heroes. Florence Kelly was born in 1859. Her father, William D. Kelly, was a U.S. Senator. Senator Kelly was an abolitionist and was concerned about the conditions under which working people toiled. He passed that concern on to his daughter. Florence enjoyed the finest education, studying at Cornell University, the University of Zurich, and the Union College of Law. She became a vocal opponent of child labor and sweatshop conditions. She found camaraderie with like-minded women, including Jane Addams and Ellen Gates Starr at Hull House in Chicago. Kelly soon became an important addition to the work of this famed settlement house. Jane Addams' nephew remembered her as the finest rough-and-tumble fighter for the good life of others that Hull House ever knew. She began to visit local factories around Hull House to document unsafe working conditions and the use of child labor. Based on her careful research, the Illinois legislature passed a law banning children under the age of 14 from working in factories. Florence was named the first ever chief factory inspector in the state of Illinois. From Chicago, she moved on to New York, where she helped to found the National Consumer League. The league supported the fight for the 8-hour workday and was a leader in the fight against sweatshops. Florence was also a founding member of the NAACP. She helped to found the National Child Labor Committee, a group dedicated to ending child labor. In response to their work, in 1912, the U.S. Children's Bureau became part of the federal government. It was the only federal agency at the time run by women. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.